Skull Kid Productions presents Gully Nuva Blog by Greg Farshtey, Chapter 1.
Since we have no chronicler accompanying us on this, our most vital mission, I am taking time to record events for posterity. Tahu thinks this is a foolish waste of time, and I am sure Kopako agrees with him. So rare to see those two agreeing. But Anua understands. So does Pahatu. Maybe it's because fire and ice are both elements that are here one moment, gone the next, and rock and earth last on. But Pahatu and Anua seem to have more respect for history. After our rescue by the Matoran resistance on Voyanui, I thought we would surely join the Toa Ignaika in seeking the Mask of Life. But Axon and Botar took us aside and told us that the time had come to prepare the universe for the awakening of Matanui. If the Ignaika succeeded in their mission and saved the Great Spirit's life, the time will be ripe for us to fulfill our mission to awaken Matanui and restore light to the universe. To do that, we had to first return to Metrunui, at least according to Axon. The Great Temple, he said, hid information on what we had to do to make ready for Matanui's return. We had to find that information and carry out whatever tasks are required, and get it done before it is our time to act. We could not tell anyone, not even the Ignaika, what we were going to do, for if the Brotherhood of Makuta found out, they would surely try to destroy us. I am surprised they have not done that already. At last, after so long and so many battles, we have begun the mission we exist to do. If we succeed, we will have helped save the universe from evil. If we fail, well, it may be that not even great beings can save us if we fail.
To be continued.